As promised, the additional commissioner of the transport department in Karnataka, Mr. Maruti, on the phone lines with me.
Disha.
Oh, good morning, Disha. Tell me, how are you?
Good morning, sir. I'm very well. Thank you for speaking with me on such short notice.
Very nice, very nice. No problem. Please.
In Bangalore, we've been getting a lot of messages and calls from people telling us about how private cabs are surge pricing, which becomes very difficult, like last evening when it was raining or when it's peak hour traffic. Now, is there a law to combat this, Mr. Maruti?
Yeah, exactly. As you told me that, only the government of Karnataka, I think probably in the nation, second state to come out with the aggregator rule in order to bring these aggregators under the law like.
Okay.
So it has been pronounced in the month of April 2nd that aggregator rules 2016 have fixed certain norms like.
Okay.
So earlier, this aggregator, you mean to say that this Ola cabs, Meru cabs or Uber, so they are not under the clutches of law like.
Yes.
So Karnataka has come out with the aggregator rules so that they have to apply for a license. So far, these two people, Uber as well as Ola and Taxi for sure, they have applied for licenses. They have to produce their vehicles for inspection in order to fulfill certain conditions.
Okay.
The process is going on. Right? From any point of time, the total cost of the travel, depending on the distance he has traveled, it should not cross the upper limit. That is 19.5 per kilometer.
This is during the day, no matter what peak hour.
Yes.
And if they are paying more than that, if the app says no, you have to pay more than that, is there a way that they can contact the transport department?
Definitely. And there are certain hours where they can charge more than that, because government has come out with the notification during, especially in the night hours, like after 10 or 11 up to 5 a.m. So they can charge plus 20% more than the whatever the price has increased.
Basically, during the day, they can't charge extra. From 11 p.m. to 5 a.m., these private cabs can charge extra.
20% extra, no problem.
But during the day, not allowed?
No, not allowed, exactly. But
and
that's
sir,
what the government says.
If right now, like somebody is listening and they're in a cab and they were charged more than the maximum fare of 19.5 rupees, how can they alert the transport department?
Definitely.
Directly to the Bangalore Urban Joint Commissioner, they can send an email?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
His email is jcpbng-tran-ka@nic.in.
JCPBNG
yes.
Hyphen trans
yes.
Hyphen ka
yes.
At nic
yes.
Dot in.
Yes, exactly.
Alright, well, once people complain, is there a possibility that they would be getting a refund, or how does this work? What is incentive for somebody to take the
exactly.
trouble?
This is the right question you asked. Generally, what we do, the moment the complaint is get raised against the owner, so we send a notice to the concerned owner. So he has to appear before the concerned RTO.
Can that a passenger is, refuse to pay that money? Is that something a passenger can do?
Yeah, that you can do. That's what you are talking with the concerned aggregator. You are telling them you should not cross any point of time, 19.5 above like. That's if, what I'm asking them to refund the amount. That's what I was telling them. Please request the excess amount you have collected. You have warned them not to go beyond 19.5 per kilometer at any point of time.
So if it goes up, the complaint will be issued and action will be taken and refund from the company is possible.
Yeah, exactly. Because they can write to the concerned company customer care. They can raise their complaint with the company as well. We are also in touch with them. We are already told them in case we please refund the excess amount if because of time if it is being collected.
All right. I know you have to rush for a meeting. Thank you so much for your time, sir.
Thank you. Good day.
Good day, sir. That's nice.